white, the same color as they are on Easter, because we are celebrating the resurrection today. We are celebrating that through Jesus Christ, death is not final, that death is not the end for our loved ones and for us. And so we will honor All Saints later in our service. But I did want to remind you that as in the last couple of years, if there is a candle lit in memory of one of your loved ones, please take that candle with you after the service. Take it home with you. Sit it somewhere where you can light it and remember your loved one, whether it's at your Thanksgiving and Christmas tables or in the space where you do your quiet time, just to remember that they are with you, that their love for you never ends. Next Sunday, we are having a breakfast hosted by the Fellowship Committee to honor our veterans. We have a large number of veterans here at Holly Grove, and so this breakfast has become an annual tradition, but the entire congregation is invited for breakfast. Come help us celebrate our veterans, enjoy fellowship. That will take place starting at 9:15, so join us for breakfast next Sunday. And then in two Sundays, we are having our scholarship luncheon, silent auction, and dessert auction to raise money for our scholarship fund. So there'll be a baked spaghetti lunch after worship. There'll be all kinds of desserts that you can bid on and a silent auction. But we are in need of items or baskets or anything that you would be willing to donate to the silent auction. We've got a few of these things already over at the office complex, including a golden retriever bag, which I'm willing to go into a bidding war with if other folks want to bid on it too. I really, really want that golden retriever bag, Tracy. But if you have anything that you would be willing to donate for that, please take it to the office complex or be in touch with Joe Davis. Last announcement, we are out of apple juice for communion. And so in the center of the tray is grape juice. It looks like wine, but it is grape juice. We have a few birthdays this week. Janice Queen, Jody Hernandez, Gaynell Davis, Andy Curry, Joanna Wilson, and Ricky Curry. And then a few people celebrating their baptisms: Olivia Turner, Anna Nelson, Kate Cecil, and Mary Davis. Let's pray. Watch over your children, O Lord, as their days increase. Bless and guide them wherever they may be. Strengthen them when they stand, and comfort them when they are discouraged or sorrowful. Raise them up if they fall, and in their hearts, may your peace, which passes all understanding, abide all the days of their lives. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And now let us prepare our hearts for worship as we listen to the prelude, which is offered by our handbell choir this morning. stand as you are able. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God who greets us in this and every season, whose love never fails, whose promise is sure. Amen. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Merciful God, we confess that we have sinned. We have hurt our community. We have squandered your blessings. We have hoarded your bounty. We have failed to be honest. We have lacked the courage to speak. We have spoken falsely. In the name of Jesus, forgive us and grant us your mercy. The triune God offers us boundless grace when we fail. Receive and live into the gift of God's mercy. You are freed and forgiven in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Thank you. be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, you have knit your people together in one communion in the mystical body of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Grant us grace to follow your blessed saints in lives of faith and commitment, and to know the inexpressible joys you have prepared for those who love you. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated, and I'd like to invite the children forward for a children's message. Okay, Brantley, you want to come over? The Christmas tree?
Mm-hmm.
I love Christmas trees. You guys want to come sit up here with me? Yes. Well, what do you think of when you see a Christmas tree? So sometimes when you see Christmas trees at Hobby Lobby, does it make you think about Christmas time? Yeah? When you see a Christmas tree, does it make you think of Christmas time? Well, sometimes when we see something, it helps us to think about something else. And so I have a few pictures here, and I'm going to show you something and see if you can tell me what this makes you think of.
It's cool. You can't get it out.
Do you know what this looks like, Nora? This looks like the Chick-fil-A logo, right? Does that look like Chick-fil-A to you?
Yeah.
It does? Let's see. What do you think of when you see this guy?
KFC.
Yeah, KFC. You get some fried chicken at Kentucky Fried Chicken, right? Right? The filler out basket, Carolina? Okay. Oh, this is a good one. What do you think of when you see this one, Cameron?
John Deere. I got a hat by that one.
You do have a John Deere hat. That makes you think of John Deere. Here, scoot over here, Nora. Come closer to us. This one was for Sawyer. So I don't know if you guys will know this one. Do you know this one?
Bucky's!
That's Bucky's. Good job. Okay, let's see. What else do I have here? Oh, this is one of my favorites.
Target!
Target. Yes. Does that make you think of Target?
Yeah,
yes.
Target. Oh.
McDonald's! You are rocking this quiz, Brantley. How about this one?
Starbucks!
Starbucks! Good. Let's give them a hand because they really did good on that pop quiz. They did good. Well, there's something here at church that when you see it, I want you to think of something, kind of like what we just did. And that is this candle. This candle is called the Paschal candle. Can you say that with me? Paschal candle. Yeah, the Paschal candle. And we usually light this candle starting on Easter Sunday and for the whole season of Easter. And then we leave it lit for that whole season of Easter. And we also light it when we have a baptism or when we have a funeral or memorial service. Your dad's bringing your Christmas tree to your house? Nice, nice. Well, when you come into church and you see this Paschal candle lit, because it's not lit all the time, it's only lit on certain Sundays and at special times, when you see this lit, I want you to think, baptism, baptism. That when this is lit, there's something happening that's connected to our baptism. So of course on Sundays, like 2 years ago today on All Saints Sunday, Kate was baptized. So when we baptize, that's lit. At funerals and memorial services, it's lit because when we bury somebody, when they die, we believe that they are gonna go be with Jesus and that Jesus is going to raise them to new life, just like Jesus was raised to new life on Easter. And that's why we light that candle on Easter too. So every time you come into worship and you see this candle lit, you think, oh, there's something about baptism happening today. Right, that's right. Will you pray with me?
Uh-huh.
Let's pray.
Yeah.
Good morning, God.
Good morning, God.
Thank you for today.
Thank you for
each other.
Thank you for each other.
And thank you for our church.
Thank you for the church.
Thank you for baptism.
Thank you for baptism.
Mm-hmm. And thank you that in baptism, you adopt us. As your sons and daughters.
Yes,
sons and daughters.
Be with us today.
As we go to
Children's
Church.
I go to the Children's Church.
We love you, God.
We love you, God.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for coming up. You may go to Children's Church with Miss Susan today. You don't want to? Okay, why don't you go sit back with Mom and Dad? For those of you that want to go to Children's Church, you can go.
The first reading is from the seventh chapter of Revelation. After this I looked, and there was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, robed in white, with palm branches in their hands. They cried out in a loud voice, saying, "Salvation belongs to our God who is seated on the throne and to the Lamb." And all the angels stood around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures. They fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, singing, "Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, "Who are these robed in white, and where have they come from?" Said to him, "Sir, you are the one that knows." Then he said to me, "These are they who have come out of the great ordeal. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. For this reason, they are before the throne of God and worship him day and night within his temple, and the one who is seated at the throne will shelter them. They will hunger no more and thirst no more. The sun will not strike them, nor any scorching heat, for the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of water of life, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
Holy Gospel according to Matthew, the fifth chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him. Then he began to speak and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you, and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God, our Father and Mother, and our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. So yesterday I was telling my mom about the introduction for today's sermon, and she said, Anna, you might need to preface it by telling everyone that you're kind of a Bible and theology nerd. And I said, I'm pretty sure they already know that, Mother. And she said, well, they may not know just how much of one you are. So there you go. That might be true, but after today's introduction story, I think you might have an even better idea. So once upon a time, my first time in seminary in Chicago, my friends threw me a 25th birthday party with two themes. Fall, because I love fall. I've always thought I was so smart to have been born in my favorite month, October. And the other theme was theology, which I also love so much, and that's what my first seminary degree is in. So my two favorite parts of this party were when everyone took turns sharing a special memory about me. I found it so incredibly special, and it convinced me that, Anna, don't wait to tell people that you love them or share special memories or things about them with them until they're gone. Do it now while they can still hear these beautiful words of love and reminiscing. My second favorite part of this theology-themed party was the game of charades. Now, this is where the biblical and theological nerd part comes in, because everyone in the room submitted biblical names to be acted out or theological concepts to be acted out. And it was really a lot of fun, but even more than that, it was really, really funny. I can still hear the laughter. We acted out characters like Mary, the mother of Jesus, by pretending we were pregnant and we were bouncing along on a donkey, and the character of Moses holding up his staff and trying to wade through the Red Sea. But then some smart aleck submitted the theological concept ex nihilo, which is the fancy way of saying that God created everything out of nothing. And how in the world are you supposed to even go about acting that out? It was really fun, and it is a great memory. And I share it this morning because one of the ways that All Saints' Day can be celebrated is by playing charades. Have any of you ever done this before? Where you take turns acting out or describing different saints while the group guesses? Anybody? Just me? Okay. Well, I thought for you today, I'm going to act out two saints, and you go ahead and holler out the guess if you know who it is. Okay. So I'm somebody, and I've got a bird on my... Oh my gosh, good job, Norris. Okay, this is a more modern day saint. So I'm taking off my cardigan. I'm going to hang it in the closet. And put my, yes, Mr. Rogers. I didn't even have to sit down and take my shoes off to put my tennis shoes on. So you act out and describe different saints. Well, today is All Saints Sunday, my favorite Sunday in the whole year. All Saints Sunday, or All Saints Day, is November 1st, and we celebrate this Feast of All Saints usually on the Sunday after, which is the first Sunday always in November. Now remember, the church calendar is different than our regular calendar because we have a different story to tell. And All Saints Day is part of a three-day celebration called All Hallowtide, H-A-L-L-O-W, All Hallowtide. The Feast of All Hallows begins on October 31st, and it lasts for 3 days. All Saints Day, November 1st, and then following up with All Souls Day on November 2nd. Nowadays, these 3 days sort of get lumped into one, All Saints Day or All Saints Sunday, but here's an interesting bit of knowledge. All Hallowtide, or the Feast of All Hallows, comes from the archaic word hollow, which means saint or holy person. So All Saints Day, All Hallows Day. When someone has been made holy by God, which happens in the waters of baptism, they become a saint. Some saints are capital S saints, and some saints, like most of us, are lowercase s saints. But it's someone who has been made holy by God. Now, the only place we really use this word outside of Halloween is when we say the Lord's Prayer, and we say to God, "Hallowed be your name. Holy is your name." And so if you think about the word Halloween, hallow means saints, and een is a contraction of evening, or it's an old-fashioned way of saying evening. It's the hallows, All Hallows Eve, All Saints Eve. And for centuries, it has been celebrated as an early anticipation of the day that follows, much like what we do with Christmas Eve, right? Christmas Eve already begins the celebration of Christmas. And so that's where the word Halloween comes from. It's the Eve of All Saints as we prepare the next day to celebrate all of the faithful departed. So these 3 days in the church calendar are really meant for us to consider how we're preparing for our future in the church triumphant, how we are preparing for our future when we will gather with all the saints around the throne of God. It's also intended for us to sort of ask ourselves about our own mortality, and are we ready if we were to die tomorrow? Because none of us is promised another day. Are we ready to die? Are we ready for our life to be over? And then on All Saints Day, we celebrate those who have gone to be with Jesus already, those who have been raised to newness of life. These 3 days, as we celebrate those who have gone on before us, and as we remember our own death, we're given a lot to think about. I want to leave you with these words in a poem called The Facts of Life by Padraig O Tuama. Facts of life: that you were born and will die. That you will sometimes love enough and sometimes not. That you will lie, if only to yourself. That you will get tired. That you will learn most from the situations you did not choose. That there will be some things that move you more than you can say. That you will live, that you must be loved. That you will avoid questions most urgently in need of your attention. That life isn't fair. That life is sometimes good and sometimes better than good. That life is often not so good. That life is real, and if you can survive it, well, survive it well with love and art and meaning given where meaning's scarce. That you will learn to live with regret, that you will learn to live with respect, that the structures that constrict you may not be permanently constraining, that you will probably be okay, that you must accept change before you die, but you will die anyway. So you might as well live, and you might as well love. You might as well love. You might as well love. I don't know if any of you saw this question going around on social media this week, but it said, the Reformation question is no longer, where will you spend eternity? But rather, since you are saved by grace, will you live differently? Right? We don't fear the question, where will you spend eternity? Because in the waters of baptism, God has already given us the gift of eternal life. For us, eternal life isn't some prize or reward given at the end of a life well lived. It's not something that we strive for. Eternal life was already given to us when we were baptized, and we've been living in that eternal life ever since. As Lutherans, we don't believe that our eternal life begins the moment we die. We believe it begins the moment we are baptized. And so the question is, since we are already saved by God's grace, since we are already living out our eternal life, will you live differently? How will you live differently? Will you live in such a way that God's kingdom come and God's will be done on earth as it is in heaven, in and through you? Well, Jesus offers us a glimpse of what this looks like in today's gospel lesson. In Matthew, as he's launching his public ministry, in the Sermon on the Mount, he declares that the reign of heaven has come near. And with the Beatitudes, he tells us what the reign of heaven will be about. Both the ancient world and in our world today, religion can be concerned with this divine blessing. Are we going to get it? And how are we going to get it? And what do I need to do in order to deserve it? But in a way that is unsurprisingly surprising, Jesus offers us a counterintuitive understanding of this blessedness. We look at the world around us and we might think, blessed are the rich, blessed are the happy, blessed are the strong, blessed are the satisfied, blessed are the ruthless, blessed are the deceptive, blessed are the well-liked. But Jesus says no. Jesus says that the truly blessed are the poor, the mourning, the gentle, the hungry, the merciful, the pure in heart, the peacemakers, the persecuted, the reviled. And as Jesus is offering these words of consolation and assurance then and now, he's making it very clear that God's reign of heaven turns the world upside down. And this world-turning reign is already at hand. Because in this reign of turning the world upside down that you have been raised to in your baptism, and not only have you been raised to this world-turning reign, you are invited and called to live it out in your very own lives. We are called to follow Jesus by living lives that do justice and love mercy and walk humbly with God. And we are called to this new way of living not in order to acquire eternity, because we've already received it, This reign of heaven isn't something that we will live in someday. The truth is, we're living in it now, and it makes claim upon our lives now. Jesus has brought it near to us, and now we get to spend our lives bringing it near to others. So on this All Saints Sunday, as we remember our loved ones, and as we remember our own death, we might as well love. We might as well love. And may we do so by following Jesus, by living lives that do justice, by living lives that love mercy, and by living lives that walk humbly with God. May it be so. Amen.
Living together in hope and trust, let us confess our faith together. I believe in God the Father Almighty,
creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. Holy God, the church triumphant gathers around your throne to praise you. We join them in worship and remember your sustaining grace in every generation. Heal our divisions, show us unity in your presence. Hear us, O God. Holy Creator, we marvel at your creation revealed in the cycle of seasons, changing landscapes, and the rise and fall of ocean tides. Turn us from selfish consumption and open us to gentle healing of the earth so all creation thrives. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Holy Advocate, we lift grateful hearts for the ability to vote and elect leaders. Grant wisdom to those who will be elected and safety to poll workers. May civic leaders serve the whole community, especially all who are underrepresented or opposed. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Holy Healer, bless the brokenhearted and all who mourn. Send your compassion to all who grieve. Grant wholeness to those who are sick and accompany the dying. Be near to all who need you, especially Bill, Paul and Carolina, Bobby and Jana, Caroline, Greg, Bonnie, Chip, and all those we now name aloud on our lips or silently in our hearts. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Holy Comforter, we pray for this congregation that the promise of your new life may be shared and experienced. We pray for the funeral ministries of this congregation that families and friends seeking your love find it here. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Holy One, for the saints who now rest in your mercy, we give you thanks. We remember their witness of faithfulness and love. Praise to you for the eternal life they have been given through Jesus Christ. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. At this time, you may be seated. So today on All Saints Sunday, we celebrate that we and our loved ones are forever, by God's grace, a part of the communion of saints. And yet today, I know that for so many of you, this feels less than celebratory. My prayer has been for you every day this week, that you may know deep in your heart, mind and bodies, the love of our risen Savior, Jesus Christ, who has shown us that death is not final and death is not to be feared. We are reminded in the Great Thanksgiving for Holy Communion that all of God's people, including our loved ones who have died, are present with us as we worship and as we share in God's holy meal. Right before we sing the Holy, 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 the pastor says, "And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn." The hosts of heaven who are singing this unending hymn to God are those who have died and are now with Jesus. This is why we light the candles at the altar, to remind us of the presence of the saints, of our loved ones who meet us here in this holy meal. And so now in this portion of the service, we remember together in community the names of those who have died in the past year. As each name is read, a candle will be lit with the flame from the Paschal candle, and a bell will be rung, reminding us that each person is seen, heard, and is held in God's loving embrace forever. Let us pray. God of grace and glory, we remember before you today our sisters and brothers. We thank you for giving them to us, to know and to love as companions in our pilgrimage on earth. In your boundless compassion, console us who mourn. Give us faith to see that death has been swallowed up in the victory of our Lord Jesus Christ, so that we may live in confidence and hope until by your call we are gathered to our heavenly home in the company of all your saints. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
Thank you.
Eugene Queen. Walt Anderson. Gary McLean. Matthew Wilson. Mike Shipman. The Reverend Ken Horn. Brenda Harrelson. Terry Anna Neal. Ruby Parker Carrick. Larry Wilson. Tempe Swing Olmsted. Nelson Vaughn. Robert Connor. Drew Jennings. Carmella Norman. Steve Perry. Sonny Biesecker. Glenda Kilby. Bobby Kilby. Cheryl Elliott. John Bennett Brown. Rommel Ritchie. And Peggy Blower. I'd like to also give you the opportunity to list the names of people you have loved that died at any time, not just since last All Saints Day. Let us pray. God, Father and Mother of us all, we pray to you for all those whom we love but no longer see, especially Almighty God, in holy baptism, you have knit your chosen people together in one communion of saints in the body of Christ. Give to your whole church in heaven and on earth your light and your peace. Help us in the midst of things we cannot understand to believe and to trust in the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, and the resurrection to life everlasting. God of all grace, we give you thanks because by his death, our Savior Jesus Christ destroyed the power of death, and by his resurrection, he opened the kingdom of heaven to all. Make us certain that because he lives, we shall live also, and that neither death, nor life, nor things present, nor things to come will be able to separate us from your love, in Christ Jesus, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. And now, brothers and sisters, may the peace of Christ be with you always. I invite you to get up and to share Christ's peace with those around you. First Sunday of the month, we will be taking up our basket offering after our regular offering. This month, the basket offering is going to the pastor's discretionary fund. The pastor's discretionary fund is an account that I have that allows me to help people in our community in need, if they need groceries, if they need help with something. It allows me to make purchases like the supplies for the children's bags, so that they can have activity bags in worship to do things like that. When there's somebody going through something and they might need a book that I can recommend to them, it helps me to buy that book so that I can give it to them and help them with whatever they're going through. So after our regular offering today, we will be taking up a basket offering.
Forever we shall reign.
God of all creation, all you have made is good, and your love endures forever. You bring forth bread from the earth and fruit from the vine. Nourish us with these gifts, that we might be for the world signs of your gracious presence. In Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. And merciful Lord, heaven and earth are full of your glory. In great love you sent to us Jesus your Son, who reached out to heal the sick and suffering, who preached good news to the poor, and who on the cross opened his arms to all. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering, therefore, his death, resurrection, and ascension, we await his coming in glory. Pour out upon us the spirit of your love, O Lord, and unite the wills of all who share this heavenly food, the body and blood of Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be all honor and glory, now and forever. Amen. Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. This is the Lord's table, and Jesus is the host. We are Christ's guests. Jesus welcomes everyone to come, to eat and be nourished, fed and forgiven. Visitors and children are welcome to receive communion. Those who do not wish to receive communion are welcome to come forward and cross your arms over your chest so I'll know to give you a blessing. Gluten-free wafers are available, and there is grape juice in the center of the trays. If you're unable to come forward, remain seated, and an usher will direct me to come to you toward the end. And now, all people are called to Christ's table. Come, taste and see that the Lord is good.
Thank you.
table blessing. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen.
We give you thanks that you have set before us this feast, the body and blood of your Son. By your Spirit, strengthen us to serve all in need and to give ourselves away as bread for the hungry, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
There is leftover cake from confirmation last Sunday in the kitchen, packaged up. Please swing by the kitchen on your way out so that it doesn't go bad. Take it home and enjoy it. There's 10 containers of cake for folks to take home. And now, may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine upon you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.
Let's say our mission statement. As united people of God, under the guidance of the Holy Spirit,
our purpose is to provide worship and Christian education and respond in
love and
action to a needy
world. Peace. Serve the Lord.